You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I didn't tell you, but after I left the radio station, I went and got a coronavirus test.
And the results are?
Not in yet.
Oh, yeah, you gotta wait for them. My bad.
I don't feel unwell, but I'm going to visit my mother, and my sister has a pre-existing condition. And so to make everyone in the house feel comfortable, I said I'll go ahead and take a test just to make sure that I'm well, even though I feel fine.
And the experience was like what?
It was very interesting. I went online and made an appointment in advance. I went to the one in Independence. It's like a community center. And it was maybe two people ahead of me in line. They already had my paperwork printed out, everything. They handed me the paperwork and a biohazard bag with the place, I guess, to put in the swab once they went in my nose. Mm-hmm. I was expecting them to go into the upper room of my nasal cavity, but it didn't. It did not hurt. When it was over, I just felt like I wanted to sneeze because they went in each nostril in a circle real fast. Mm-hmm. Both went. So when they got done, I was aware that I might have had maybe a boogie in there or something because I felt like... Oh my God. And then I wanted to sneeze. And they had a tissue handy. So this must be the general reaction that people have after they do that.
So the premiere of Hard Knocks came on last night, which is they go in depth with the training camp of football teams, and they're doing the Chargers and Rams this year. And very similar to what you said, they tested everyone. They went around each nostril four times, and it didn't hurt. So now I'm not really scared anymore of going to get tested because that was a concern of mine. I didn't want it to go into the upper room as you just described.
The people were very nice. They had everybody go out like another exit. Where you come in is not where you go out. I guess to keep cross-contamination, I don't know.
Yes.
So the whole process took 5 minutes at most. And that was waiting in line, getting it done, and back in my ride.
Very convenient.
It was. And so they said they're going to call me with the results. So why are you looking like that?
Just hope you ain't got it.
I don't.
I'm praying for you.
I'm fine. I'm just trying to make my mother and my sister feel comfortable. I'm going to be spending some time with them soon. So yeah.
Much needed break for Shay.
That's right. I can't wait too. I turn into like a lady of leisure when I'm off work. Like, I forget that I have a job. I'm not lying. Like, my brain literally, I have no concept of working.
We're dropping the shade.
Let's cut to the chase.
All your celebrity guts.
The
Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
622 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny and humid. Right now, you're clear 72. And KCK, Shade, what's poppin'?
Reports are in that Nick Cannon is planning to sue Viacom CBS for $1.5 billion.
Damn.
That's with a B. He says that's the estimated value of his hit show, Wildin' Out.
Go big or go home. It's been on MTV since 2006. So I can see that. I don't know if he's going to get all of it, but, you know, go big.
Nick's team says that they plan to use the money from the suit to invest in better education in underserved communities, as well as creating psychological programs, youth organization, and developing inner city communities.
Lawyer up.
Dr. Dre's estranged wife, Nicole Young, wants to subpoena his financial records for the last 10 years.
Damn. His records.
As previously reported, Nicole and Dr. Dre are currently in a divorce battle. And Dre has responded to these filings by saying that he's maintained separate books and records regarding my separate property and my separate property business entities. Mm. Dre says that their joint tax information should be enough for her to do what she need to do.
I'm laughing because I love how you said it and you put your hand out. Like, that's enough. All right, here, take this and get on, okay?
This is from T, it says.
It's cheaper to keep her.
It's cheaper to keep her.
Yes, it is. Keep your woman, fellas.
It's cheaper to keep her.
They've been together for 25 U.S. American years.
As opposed to what?
Other countries.
Nigerian years?
Yes, other countries.
Okay.
Keisha Cole said that Tupac told her that he was going to be leaving Death Row before he died. Of course, she appeared on Fat Joe's Instagram Live, which has turned into like a whole thing. Like, Fat Joe has everybody on and he's been getting mad exclusives.
It's a whole show. Here's what Keisha had to say.
I actually did know him. And he wanted to sign me when he was with Kadada, Quincy Jones' daughter. And he was going to leave Death Row and go to sign with Quincy. And he wanted me to go over there because he said that Death Row is not the place for kids. You know what I'm saying? That's what he was saying. He died when I was 16. So right when my birthday was coming around, I just remember getting earrings in the mail from Death Row Records. And but Suge, of course, was already in jail, so... Mm.
Earrings? What? Just coming to America? They got Hakeem on payroll?
In my mind, it's door knockers. It's not no emeralds or rubies.
But that ain't the first time I've heard that Tupac was going to leave Death Row after that last album.
I'm sure you'll be sad at this information. Tekashi 6ix9ine has broken his wrist after tripping over his dog at home.
You got jokes this morning.
What do you mean?
Trying to be funny?
What do you mean?
Why would that concern me?
I know you like his music.
Right, sure I do.
I think you also may envy his hairstyle. I'm not sure.
Yes, you know I'm here for it.
He says he got his hand caught in the stairway banister, and that's where he broke a bone in the back of his wrist. So he's spending the next 3 to 5 weeks in a cast. Mm.
You done with that? We done? Okay. Because I wasn't listening anyway.
You don't thank God I don't get paid for you listening. You don't know how many times I tell you.
Yeah, all right.
Now it's time, KC, to tell us why you're mad.
I want to tell y'all about my story.
It's why you're mad, though.
Yeah. What's up with it? What's up with it?
With the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
Why you mad, though?
And I'm mad because how you got a job and you still at work? You know what I'm saying? Like, that's smarmy and tacky. Like, my job, you know what I'm saying? You make $18 an hour. And there's no way that you can just come to work and just steal anything. Like, you can't be that desperate.
What did they be stealing, bro?
Last week, they stole my dude Nikes out of his dang locker. And then they stealing lunch boxes and stuff. Like, who do stuff like that?
That's called kleptomania. Kleptomania.
For real. Like, I understand, like, when we was kids, but you know what I'm saying? We grown in a work establishment. Like, come on.
That's right. Keep your hands to yourself on right. Old boy job.
Right. You can't not be that petty.
Where you work at?
Oh, my God. Don't do that. Almost got me.
They're going to be putting stuff in his coffee while he turn his back. Don't do that.
Right. They're going to be like, hey, you, come here, and we got to holler
exactly.
At you.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. All right, fam, have a good one.
All right, you too, man.
You can have your knife. Because I steal, I don't kill.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, former Vice President Joe Biden announced on Twitter that he has chosen U.S. Senator Kamala Harris to be his running mate from an all-female list of frontrunners for the vice presidential slot.
Congratulations, Kamala Harris.
So here's a little information about Kamala. She's 55 years old. A U.S. Senator from Cali. She was twice elected the state's attorney general. She had a reputation for being tough on crime as the state's attorney general and earlier as a prosecutor. She's the daughter of two immigrants. Her father is a professor at Berkeley. He was born in Jamaica, and her mother was a scientist who was born in India. This makes Senator Harris the first Black woman and the first person of Asian descent to be named to a major national party's ticket.
Mm. history being made.
Definitely.
She's tough. She's fierce. Won't back down from 45. Won't take his antics. Graduated from Howard. She's an AKA. She battles sex trafficking too, which is a big problem that don't get talked about a lot. First DA in San Francisco history. I think she's built for this.
I'm excited about the vice presidential debate. I've never really been interested in this before, but she's a very sharp, sharp debater. So that's going to take place in October.
She is going to dismantle Pence. Have you ever heard Pence talk since he's gotten office?
I've heard him talk even before then. He had a career in radio, if you didn't know that.
What?
Yeah. This is why he's a very polished deliverer. And Kamala is also polished as well, yeah. But she's got a little bit of fire in her. All those, you know, pledging, you know, sorority and being out on the yard at the HBCU gives you a little bit of edge.
But that's important, though, for the Democrats going up against Trump. It is, because he's going to come out and say what he says and do what he do. And you need candidates that's not going to back down from that. And she's tough as nails.
It's a lot of mixed reaction on my feed.
Mine as well.
A lot of folks were excited. And then there were others who were not as excited. These are the two options. Trump or Biden. That's it. We are in a bi-party society. That's just the truth of the matter. There's two dominant political parties, and if and when that ever changes, then you'll be able to have another option. Anything other than that is going to be just a vote in the wind.
We got some town business we need to handle next hour, Shay.
No, most definitely. She's a member of AKA too. We're going to be talking with 3rd District Councilwoman Melissa Robinson. She had an incident with the 2nd District Councilwoman Teresa Lohr during council chambers. And because of that incident, Lohr was made to take racial equity training by Kansas City's mayor. We're going to find out more about what happened with that incident.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Brian, a situation during council chambers has led to one councilwoman, 2nd District Councilwoman Teresa Lohr, being made to undergo racial equity training.
Some drama going down in City Hall.
This interaction was with 3rd District Councilwoman Melissa Robinson, who's on the line with us this morning to talk about what happened.
Good morning, Melissa. How you feeling?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you so much. How are you all today?
Can't complain about a thing. Before we get started, what are your thoughts on your sorority, Kamala Harris, being named as the VP pick?
Oh my gosh, yes. I'm so excited. We have an amazing woman on the ticket, historical. We have to do everything we can, every ounce of fiber that we have within us, to make sure that this thing is locked in and that she becomes the Vice President of the United States of America. I'm so excited. We got to get to work. You know, we can't just say, oh, this is a great ticket. Nobody wants Trump in office. We have to put the work in. So let's make it happen, y'all.
So let's talk about what happened on July 23rd. Everyone thought this was going to be a regular legislative session, and it turned into something else. Tell us what happened.
Yeah, absolutely. So we were debating a critical issue, outsourcing animal control, which I'm passionate about because we have animal control issues in the 3rd District. And my council colleague, Teresa Lohr, also has been working on this for 7 years to outsource animal control. So she was passionate about it on the other side of things. And so I, you know, got my facts together. I wrote my information down. My sister, I have, you know, 3 jobs almost. And so I'm not going to just get up and wing it when it comes to things of this importance. So I wrote down my information. I read it during the debate, and she replied, oh, you know, it must be nice that somebody wrote that wonderful speech of yours. And so that was very offensive. It's a microaggression. As an African-American woman, we know microaggressions when we see them because they happen often. And so I, you know, chalked that up to, oh, she's been insulting. She has not one fact to share with us. And so she's hitting below the belt. And you know, let it ride. Then I got an opportunity to let her know that nobody has to write my speech for me. I have a degree. I'm an educated woman. No one has to write a speech for me. And I wanted to make sure she understood that. And then she started to do this mocking gesture of me, which I immediately thought of a minstrel show, and immediately thought, you know, that's a racist act. And so right now, had she just said the words, I would have accepted her apology and then we could move on. But the fact that she blatantly did that in the council chamber, and she is the chair of our Transportation Infrastructure Committee, she needs to be removed from that committee. And so that's what we're calling on the mayor to do. We're calling on the mayor to be anti-racist. We need to let the record reflect that he has the opportunity to be anti-racist or pro-racist. And allowing her to continue to lead the council is a pro-racist act.
Now it's time for the shade. Drop it.
Come up in the spot.
All your hip-hop news.
Let's go!
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
720 today. Look for highs in the upper 80s. Partly sunny and humid. Right now you are partly sunny and 73 in Blue Springs. Shade, what's popping?
How long does this Leo thing lasts?
Oh, until August 22nd.
Okay.
Leo season! All my Leos roar!
I'm a Leo. Roar! King of the jungle.
Uh-huh.
Happy birthday to Malaysia Pargo, reality TV star from Basketball Wives. She's 40 today.
Mm-hmm.
Actress Yvette Nicole Brown is 49 today. Mm. NFL wide receiver Plaxico Burress is 43.
Dude ain't played in the league over a decade.
Did he ever come back after he spent that small amount of time in prison?
Not really. No.
He didn't?
No. For shooting himself in the club.
By mistake.
Yeah.
And rapper Sir Mix-a-Lot, the Seattle savior. What? My body's on Broadway.
Happy birthday on my Leo's
me
born.
Me say shit that whole boy
August 12th.
With a black Miss Limbo with this yellow pole.
Wow.
That was my song.
Never see the day where you be rapping Sir Mix-a-Lot, but here we are.
Fam, that was a smasher Rudy.
Yeah, all right.
It was. This was the song back in the day.
Okay.
Lauryn Hill's daughter, child, was talking about her childhood on an IG live post that she later took down.
It's so beautiful.
Oh, that's the wrong one. Here we go.
She's very angry. She was very, very angry. She was so, 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 so angry. She was literally unapproachable, not easy to talk to. And then half the time we didn't live with her. I was living with my grandparents half the time. And so when we would get disciplined, it's crazy, I'm playing this trauma back in my head as I speak to you. She'd be like, go get the belt, right? That's how you know you're in trouble. Go get the belt. Now everyone's shaking in their boots, right? Now we go get the littlest, you go walk to your doom. It's like walking to your death. And you know, my mother is an amazing woman, but she obviously didn't do everything right.
She later took that video down, talking about her mom, Lauryn Hill.
The thing that was concerning about me is spending most of your time with your grandparents, which is fine, but I just feel like your parents, at least in my case, they were the most influential people in my life. So
I don't want to, you know, downplay trauma, but I had to go get my belt too.
So did I. With extension cords. I mean, not saying that's right.
No, not an extension cord.
Nah, but I did though. Yeah, now my uncle came up. And
man, my mother used to tell me, go take your clothes off and wait for me in the bathroom.
Mm.
So there was nothing that could catch that belt.
But the thing with
that's not right.
The thing with the discipline though, it worked for me. But that doesn't say it'll work for DeAndre on 43rd Street right now. Every kid is different. Every kid ain't gonna receive that. So
I mean, we've had many conversations about that, and though this is the way that many folks were disciplined as children, it's, you know, therapists and, you know, authorities are saying that this is not the right way to train children up. Cardi B is going to be talking about her
marriage and her upcoming album. They say it's going to be like a Lemonade style situation.
Oh boy. Oh, it's going to be called Tahitian Treat.
I can't. Or knee-high. Fago.
James Lemonade. That's what it's going to be.
Nah, I think that's a little bit more upper echelon, James.
What? That's, yeah. That's a local.
I know, but it's upper echelon. Okay. It's good products in there. Ain't hydrogenated corn syrup. It's real sugar.
You know, now I think about it, you're right.
So, Rough Riders founders say that egos led to Jay-Z and DMX beefing. You know they was in a beef situation?
Yes, I did. He talked about it in the Blueprint album just a little bit, but here's what they had to say.
Egos. That's it. It's simple. Egos. I don't want to say the other word, but whose piece is bigger than whose, but it's basically egos.
What happened is Jay-Z called DMX and told him the inmates took over the prison. And when your man Jay-Z got in position, X felt that he didn't honor him in the proper way. He didn't, you know, hold the weight like he was supposed to. You know, he was moving kind of sideways, and it was just not like, it wasn't a comfortable situation.
He was referring to Jay-Z being president of Def Jam back in the mid-2000s.
Yes.
Damn. Are they cool now, or?
I don't know. You know, Jay-Z don't really be talking much. He do things. He never says anything about anybody, so I don't know.
Maybe him and DMX can be prayer warriors. How about that?
That would be good. You know what I'm saying?
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Talking with 3rd District Councilwoman Melissa Robinson, who says that during council chambers, 2nd District Councilwoman Teresa Lohr made some comments and a gesture that she found offensive. Now, you're calling for her to be removed from the position as chair over the Transportation Committee. The mayor has since decided that she needs to be ordered to take racial equity training, and apparently this is not enough.
It's not, Shay, and this was the first time she did it. I would say, okay, yes, we need to figure out how to improve her behavior. But this is the third time in the council chamber that she has made derogatory remarks as it relates to blackness, as it relates to being African American. She called out Dr. Bedell and said that he was racist, which was wrong. He never did that. And then she also says that calling people racist or standing up for civil rights issues was trendy. All of this happened in the council chambers. And then we have this third offense. So no, we have an opportunity to say, who is it that we want to represent us? Who is it that we want to be in leadership? Are those the values that we want leading our issues? One of the most powerful committees in City Hall. I would say no. And so she needs to step down.
Councilwoman Lohr apologized to you. You didn't accept that apology, Melissa. Can you tell us why?
Had she not made the gesture, then I would have accepted her apology because of the blatant racist act that she did. And she also said that she wanted to grow. If you want to grow, you have to recognize that what you did was racist. I am not judging her heart. I am not calling her a racist. I'm saying the act that she did was racist, and there's a difference, and she has to acknowledge that. And when she acknowledges that, then she will be able to grow.
So what has the climate been like as you guys are going day to day handling the business of the council?
Many of my colleagues on the committee also feel that she needs to step down or she needs to be removed from that position. We had a committee meeting that was scheduled for today. It's been canceled. I think that there is some notion that this is just going to blow over, but there's been too many of us, especially as me representing the 3rd District, the most diverse district, the district that has the most African Americans, and there's too many people historically that have had to deal with this and didn't have an opportunity to continue to stand up. So I'm going to continue to stand in this. We need to continue to let the mayor know that he has an opportunity to step in and use his power to ensure that this never happens again. And that's when I believe that her behavior will change, when there's a consequence that is severe that's related to her actions. We are calling on the mayor to make a difference and to make a change and not to just give someone 7 days of training. And she, implicit bias training is important, but she also needs something a little bit more heavier than that. She needs anti-racist training.
Melissa Robinson, thank you so much for being an upstanding citizen and setting a good example by keeping you cool in these situations, because I know it wasn't easy. Thank you for coming on and talking to us about this.
Thank you. You all have a great day.
Thank you. You too.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
I've been searching for the bag of Skittles at the end of the rainbow during this pandemic. I think I may have found one.
Where?
Americans are reportedly saving more money during the pandemic. A whopping 33.5% was saved in the month of April. It's a good thing.
It is, but this thing ain't been kind to my bank account.
You ain't been doing nothing.
Exactly. No events, no DJing.
Oh, yeah, that's our side of the fence. I'm thinking about them, though. Person. Mm. Wowzers.
You been able to save a little bit?
No.
Yeah.
For the same reason.
Mm-hmm.
But a lot of folks are going to be saving money on entertainment. Big Ten made it official. 2020 games are going to be postponed due to the ongoing coronavirus pandemic.
Mm.
Pac-12 out of there too. Big 12 is yet holding on.
You know, they're going to try to get any piece of the dollar that they can. Some schools are saying that they're going to be in debt because they can't have football season. Now, I do understand and I know how much money that football brings in. But you didn't save no money. You ain't got, like, an endowment. You ain't got a bank account. What? One season? You can't hold on for one season? And another thing is that I think the NCAA, I think they're exposing themselves for being the capitalists that they are and not having their student athletes at the forefront of the thoughts of safety.
Baylor, Iowa State, K-State are among some of the teams in that Big 12 conference.
Mm-hmm.
Who will they play against if Pac-12, Big 10 said no?
Well, the SEC is still in and the ACC is still in, and those are two huge conferences. But the Big Ten not being in, we're talking about Penn State, we're talking about Ohio State, Michigan State. Those are big-time schools that are always in contention for championships. So if you only have the SEC, the ACC, and the Big 12 playing, and the SEC is Missouri, Alabama, LSU, Florida, big schools like that, you're going to have an asterisk next to your name if you win the championship, in air quotes. So what do you really have to gain from this? Just sit out, fam. Don't put these kids at risk. And they're already doing that by being on the field as is, without the virus. Now, with the virus added on. Come on, man.
Keep an eye on this.
You're listening to the Best of the Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.
Yesterday, I left work and headed over to the Fairmount Community Center. No, I wasn't speaking to kids like I normally do.
Doing a pickup game of basketball?
When I seen him throw that ball.
Took a coronavirus test, Brian.
It's corona, though.
I'm not feeling any symptoms, so you don't have to grab your pearls.
I don't know. Thank God we got this glass right here.
I'm going to visit my mother. I'm going to be off for a week, thank God. Visiting my mother, and my sister had some pre-existing conditions that it would be advisable not to expose her. So I told my family, hey, look, I'll take a test just to prove that I'm well and not bringing any diseases to y'all. It was so simple, Brian. I went online to jacksongov.org. There are a list of dates and sites that you can be tested. Absolutely free. The whole thing took not even 5 minutes. There were two people ahead of me in line.
Mm-hmm.
I was a little nervous about the actual process of swabbing because
it looks like they are really doing like some cranial exploration when you look at it on TV. But it wasn't bad. They went in a circular motion inside both of my nostrils real fast. And it created, like, my nose felt like I needed to sneeze. So they had a tissue handy for me. I actually didn't sneeze, but it felt like I wanted to. And I went on out. I'm just now waiting. She said it'll probably be back in 2 days.
Okay.
So, yeah.
Well, you know, that's important to talk about testing because I don't know if you know, but the KC Metro added 301 new coronavirus cases as some hospitals see patient numbers spike. So it's important, man, that we, you know our status with this thing.
And then once you find out what it is, quarantining. You got to stay in the house so that we can stomp this thing out. There's another side effect of mask wearing that folks have been experiencing. It's called mask mouth.
Oh, God.
So,
does it sound as bad as it sound?
People got mad cavities and other issues going on in their mouth.
Oh, my God.
And you breathing your own.
Now you know how we feel.
Infection inside, yeah. In your
You're
mouth.
Doing something with your mouth.
I'm saying it's turning into a thing. Mm.
That's why I keep gum on deck at all times for me and others.
Yeah. Get that plaque removed and that'll fix it.
Look at that mouth.
We've got all your celebrity shade.
This is Hollywood.
Hip-hop gossip.
Pay attention to what happens next. It all happens very fast.
The Shade with a Morning Grind on Hot 103 Gems.
822, look for highs in the upper 80s today. Partly sunny and humid. Right now, you're sunny and 75 at the Grandview Triangle. Shade, what's poppin'?
Remember when we talked to Morgan Cooper, the Kansas Cityan who created a trailer that went viral back in 2019?
Yes, I do.
So Morgan told us about why he decided to do it, update the Fresh Prince of Bel-Air and make it more like a drama than the comedy that it was when it aired on television. Well, apparently that trailer that he made got the attention of Will Smith and his Westbrook Studios, and it's actually going to be remade. He has been signed on as a writer of this new update.
Wow. Congratulations, Morgan. Amazing. Amazing, amazing. The thing was, the video itself was just so compelling. It just captured my attention. I really loved it.
We did ask him in the interview if there's any piece where he needs somebody to act like they doing radio, we'd be willing to do it. You still got his number?
I got some connections to him. We can get it done.
Let's follow her up. Follow her up.
The new WKRP in Cincinnati.
Viola Davis bought the plantation that she was born on for her 55th birthday.
Oh, wow.
That's a pretty dope birthday gift to give yourself.
Well, she was born on a plantation.
Yeah. Wow. What, she showed a state? Picture of the house. She was born August 11, 1965, and it was on a plantation in South Carolina.
Mm. Wow. To even know that those, you know, still existed back then.
Georgia is offering a legal course about the life of Candy Burris at Georgia State College.
Boy.
Would you be willing to or excited to learn about how Candy became the multi-millionaire that she is?
I think I got a few cliff notes of myself.
You know. Oh, really?
Yeah.
I mean, got millions?
No.
You bury in billions?
No, I just know that, you know, she had the, you know, the nice bravado voice, you know, in the scape. And then she had like a passion parties. Wasn't she like the queen of that for a second, of those toys?
That was later. She was a multimillionaire before she even did that. But that was a smart business move on her part. She also has two Old Lady Gang restaurants in Atlanta. Food is all right.
Oh, you been there?
Oh, yeah.
And
the drinks were good, but they was high as giraffe.
Uh-oh. Be careful. And she had, you know, she had her solo career. Nice hit song, you know.
This was not a hit.
In the club, don't think I'm not.
Her husband, Todd Tucker, and she just opened up a new restaurant called Blaze Steak and Seafood. It looks like, when I looked at the pictures, it looks like the old spot where Gladys Knight Chicken and Waffles used to be on Cascade. And she said, quote, "I live in Southwest Atlanta and always ask why we don't have certain restaurants in our area, but I'm not asking anymore. I will build what we want and what we need in our communities.
Oh, that attitude.
They better not let me figure out how to build my own grocery store."
It can happen, Candy.
I think that's awesome because there are no steakhouses on that side of town. The only sit-down restaurants are, there's a, what do you call that? Applebee's that sit on the corner of Cascade and Fairburn. Mm-hmm. Then there's a Baltimore seafood place, and that's like locally owned. That's probably the nicest place you can sit down and eat on that end. Mm-hmm. Everything else is fast food.
They gonna have to Shea Moore wings there? Lemon pepper, fried hard, but you gonna eat half of them, no. That's
you
the
mind
kicker.
Your business about where did I do my thing?
Don't disrespect chicken wings, okay?
We're making winners sound good.
Anything I'ma do, I'ma do it good.
Time to find out who our latest winner is with That's My Jam.
It's time to jam.
The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jam.
Who is this?
Hi, this is Nancy.
Hey. All right, Nancy. I like that energy, girl. Let's see if you got it, though.
For me, whenever we touch,
maybe that's just why I love you so much.
Hey.
Maybe that's just why I can't get enough.
Hey.
Maybe that's just why I love you so much.
Break it down now.
I love only you.
You snap hard as hell. I heard that.
That mean her hands is ashy. You just got registered for a shot to get $1,000 in stimulus gift cards this Friday, all right?
All right. Thank you.
You're welcome. What station's live locally lit, girl?
Hey, Hot 103 Jam.
I want to break it down.
Listen now through August 13th for your chance to win $1,000 in stimulus gift cards.
Listen and win.
Yes, sir.
Get ready to win. Activate, swipe, and spend.
Spend and go.
Celebrating 70 years.
Made with purpose. We was made with purpose. Let me say it again. We was made with purpose.
Hot 103 Jams.
Making that real money.
The Morning Grind is caring about Kansas City's well-being. It's Wellness Wednesday with Dr. RJ. Powered by PRA Health Sciences and Hot 103 Jams.
Teachers, this one is for you. Self-care is a must. We need you to be at your very best. And you know what? With commitments to your students, your colleagues, and the administrators at your school, as well as a growing personal to-do list, it can be difficult to balance it all while still having time for yourself. In fact, stress can be so common that it can be hard to even recognize the symptoms. A rapid heart rate, shallow breathing, changes in mood, or trouble sleeping can all be ways for your body to tell you that you are under stress. And when your body talks, it's important to listen because stress can lead to long-term health consequences like heart disease or type 2 diabetes. Finding ways to manage daily stress is critical to your health and well-being. You know, treating yourself with care can help you achieve a positive work-life balance and approach stress management in a way that balances your needs and the needs of your students. Happy school year! You've just listened to Dr. RJ on The Morning Grind with Shea and Shine for Wellness Wednesday on Hot 103 Jams.
You're listening to the best of The Morning Grind on Hot 103 Jams.